Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Why is small business?
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this dark, forsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Barbara Wetman's our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, original founding member of our Brain Trust. Barbara is, she's a tax attorney. She's the top small business tax expert in the galaxy. She's written all the books that are important on that topic, including all the J.K. Lasher's books, New Rules for Small Business Taxes, the J.K. Lasher's Small Business Taxes 2016. Barb, is that what's out right now?
Yes, 17 is in production.
All right, so there we go. Hey, Barb, welcome back.
Thank you.
Okay, Barb, 13 years ago, next month, was the big brownout up the Northeast.
I remember it well.
Florida, where you live now, gets hurricanes, used to get hurricanes. I think the hurricane stopped when you moved down there. There may be some coincidence there, Barb. But tornadoes happen all the time. Floods happen all the time. Fires happen. All kinds of things happen. You've got some ideas on disaster preparedness.
Well, yeah, and I think we have to expand on what we consider to be disasters, because things happen now, such as you pointed out, I'm in Florida. We had the Pulse attack several weeks ago, and that is a kind of a disaster that can happen to your business.
Right. The nightclub attack.
The nightclub attack, over 50 businesses were forced to close for
right.
9 days
yeah.
because of police investigations and such. And,
yeah.
and 9 days for a small business to be closed is catastrophic.
Mm-hmm. Or your town, your city could do a construction job. I mean, I've seen that happen in my hometown, where the city just or the state or the federal government decides to dig up a big hole in front of a business, and the customers can't even get in.
Exactly.
So what do we do about it? How do we get ready for that?
Well, I think obviously one of the things you need to look at is your insurance, and will your insurance cover you for the various disasters? For example, if there's a terrorist attack. Is that part of your policy, or is it excluded?
Right.
So be specific. Also, you got to determine, you know, read the language. Do you need a federal disaster declaration to be able to recover? Sometimes if you have that kind of language, unless there's a federal disaster, you may have a disaster, but unless it's federally declared, the policy won't pay off. So make sure that you understand what's really in the policy, what you are or are not covered for. It may be very helpful, for example, to get coverage to be able to work in an alternate location, to pay for rent in another place mm-hmm. if something happens to your facilities. So, I mean, that's the kind of thing that you want to, you want your profits to be replaced,
mm-hmm.
what you didn't earn during that time.
And
so,
be sure to be clear about the, if you've got disaster income, what do they call it?
Continuation coverage.
There it
or,
is.
Something
that's
like that.
Usually a rider on your policy. Be sure that you're clear on, make the agent go over that with you, because this happened to me one time. I had a situation, a little disaster that happened, and the business that I had at the time was out of business for a few days, and I contacted my agent, and there were all kinds of exceptions that I didn't know about, so I didn't qualify.
Well, that's it. So
make sure, what if this, what if that,
and make sure that you understand.
Yeah.
And policies can be adjusted to
right.
cover your needs.
Right.
So as long as you do it in advance of the incident.
Right. And we've also talked about being prepared with having your technology, your data, have it backed up in the cloud so you can work off-site,
absolutely.
That kind of thing too, right?
Absolutely. That's critical too. And the other thing is just, you know, kind of general business policies are a good thing. You mentioned that particular incident with the brownout.
Right.
So I was on the fourth floor in a business
you were there.
Meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was on the fourth floor of a business meeting, and we had a person there in a wheelchair, and
oh,
there are
my.
No elevators.
Oh, my.
And you have to really kind of think through what are you going to do in these particular situations? So a little thought and just saying, what are we going to do if we have to, if they tell us to stay in place? Do we have enough water on hand to hang out for whatever they tell us?
And talk
they
to
say,
your
lock
people,
your doors.
Talk to your people about maybe even go through a little drill, okay? If we couldn't go to work, how would we work from home? How would we communicate? What would be the first thing that we would do?
Precisely.
Who does what? Who secures the inventory? Who calls the customers? And who calls the vendors? Who calls the bank, right?
Exactly. And think about it. You know, you may not be impacted by a disaster, but what if your vendor is?
Yeah.
Do you have an alternate source? What, you know, what are you going to do?
Or your customers.
Your customers. Yeah,
what
sure.
What if you're fine, but your customers can't get there?
Exactly. So there's a lot to think about.
So think about it, folks. And because it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when for most of us. Barbara Whitman and I will be right back after these messages. We're going to talk. We're going to talk about the fact that you might be a multi-state business and not know it. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.